This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, let's go to the man who represents so many corrections officers here in Western New York, the Western region. He is NYSCOPA is the actual New York State Corrections Officers Police Benevolence Association. Let's go to Kenny Gold. Kenny has been kind enough to join us in the past. And look, I mean, at some point, we look at all the different things that elected officials care about. We know where they stand because they talk about it all the time. Kenny, I don't hear anyone talking about this but you and your corrections officers. Who's actually behind law enforcement? Who actually gives a damn about the people you represent? That's my question.
Thanks for having me, David. That's a good question. There's been, after today, or since today, Senator Borrello's reached out, and some of them in DPHR, a lot of our Republican colleagues in the legislature has reached out saying if we need anything, they're here. But today's just a microcosm of what we said last week. You know, we're on WBEN for a while, for a lot of days, and today was a culmination of our members. You know, they had enough is enough is what they're saying. They can't take any more. And when your back's against the wall, they're out here today at Collins. They're out at Elmira doing something that they know is against the Taylor law because they need to be heard. They need somebody to listen. You know, the union, we asked and demanded a meeting with the governor within 2 weeks, and that was 12 days ago. And as we sit right now, there still is no meeting scheduled. There is no conversations had about making anything better. And, you know, as we said last week, with everything going on at Collins, where the officers were hurt, and you have the department themselves downplaying everything that's happening when these men and women, and you know what the public don't remember is their family as well, is going through this as they're working. They don't know when they're going to come home. They don't know if they're safe, and instead they come out with a memo saying that they're going to cut 30% staff. And so the public understands that they're not going to cut 30% worth of officers where they're going to lay off. They're going to cut 30% of officers that are working, which makes it even more increasingly unsafe.
It just exacerbates the situation that you're... So right now, Elmira and Collins, is there anyone watching the prisoners right now?
Yeah, whoever's at the facility, whoever was there overnight is stuck there now because they don't have anybody else working. I believe they shut down visits for both Elmira and Collins, and you know, I'm down myself. I'm going to try to make it to both facilities to find out exactly what these members want, and you know, get it to the powers that be to see what sort of change the department will make, the governor's office will make to make it safer for our members and to give them some sort of work-life balance. Because as I can't stress this enough, these members know what they're doing. They know it's against the law. They know they can't do it, but their livelihood and their life matters more to them than anything else.
So you're the regional vice president of the union that represents these correction officers. And what you're saying is basically this was an autonomous decision made by correction officers. Did the union have any say on this? Did you have any say?
No, the union always, we let them know, Taylor Lauer, they're not allowed to do job actions. They're not allowed to strike. And they're doing this for what's best for everybody, for working conditions, for, you know, being noticed. There's incidents happening all over the state. Collins itself, down here specifically over the summer, 11, 12, I can't even remember at this point. People were out at the hospital being sprayed down by hazmat because they didn't know what was going on. Nothing's changed. Nothing at all has been changed except for it's gotten worse. It's happened at Upstate. It happened at Wyoming. It happened at Midstate. It's happening all over. That hasn't been fixed. The mandatory overtime, we didn't think it could get worse. The summertime's always the worst time for overtime, and it's now the middle of January, February, and people are working 24-hour shifts, 32-hour shifts. No one knows when it's going to stop. These folks are out here fighting for their families. They want to see their kids. They want to go home and see their dogs. They want to see something more than prisoners.
So even though is this a strike? Is this a walk off? What are you being told is happening in Elmira and Collins right now? Because I mean, I could theoretically make the argument, Kenny, that even though these corrections officers have walked off the job in Elmira and Collins, that there's actually as many people watching the prisoners as there would be on a normal day because everyone's over, you know, working so many shifts and you're understaffed. And again, the situation you're referring to, you've got corrections officers being Narcan'd. All they're doing is, you know, trying to save someone's life who overdoses. And because there's so much fentanyl on these prisoners, the corrections officers themselves are in life and death situations. And I'm Googling what any of our elected officials, regionally, statewide, not a single thing is said about, hey, my thoughts and prayers for the people injured at the Collins Correctional Facility. My thoughts and prayers for the families of the corrections officers hurt in a uprising last week. Nothing. Nothing. There's no mention. It's like you don't even exist.
There is none. This is what happens when your back's against the wall. When anybody that can effectuate any sort of change in this state turns your back on them, that's what these people feel. That's what they go home to their husbands and wives and say, this is what I did today. It's a never-ending cycle. There's never any fixes. There's never any ability to say, you know what, you're right. Instead, they come out with, as we said last week, here we're going to cut 30% of staff so that we can make the numbers look good for their principals to say that, no, the union's crying about something that's untrue. You know, when you walk up, when I came pulled up to Collins and you see a big sign, the thing that I see is the word strike. They're trying to garner attention, and when members' backs are against the wall, this is exactly what you see. Their lives are in jeopardy. They didn't commit crimes. They just worked there. And when we talk about, like you said, we're Narcanning inmates. Members are getting Narcan themselves. You don't go to work any day to think that you're going to, you know, we understand the environment that we're in. We understand what we signed up for. We know these are not the best people in the world. We know they're murderers and rapists. But you know what? We're miracle workers. We're there. We help them. Like I said, we're their psychologists. We're there for medical purposes. We do everything for them. But who does anything for us?
Well, listen, you mentioned the Taylor Law. I think, what's that, Article 14 of the Civil Service Law? This is Nelson Rockefeller era. George Taylor is a famous union leader. There was a post-World War II, there was the Condon-Waldlin Act. The Taylor Law was something that basically superseded the 1947 proposal, which states that there are certain jobs that unions are not allowed to walk off the job from, and if you do, you could be fined or actually imprisoned. And the irony of corrections officers being thrown in jail for saying you're treating us like garbage. The prisoners are treated better than the corrections officers. I would love to see that newspaper headline where you put corrections officers in jail for walking off the job. But the Taylor Law is in effect since the late 60s, and it exists so that certain jobs in New York State, you just can't walk off the job because they're so important. And your argument is, hey, we're the union. We're telling these guys, we have a law that you can't do this. But at some point, this is the only nonviolent way that people could say attention has to be paid. And let's be honest, even though you've walked off the job these folks have in Elmira and Collins, attention's still not being paid. No one still get, I mean, they didn't give a damn before. They don't give a damn when you get injured. Maybe they'll care if someone's murdered. If a corrections officer loses their life, we'll get a blurb from Kathy Hochul. But right now, there's nothing. There's no mention that this is happening.
Well, you talk about laws. How about all the lawmakers and the governor and the department and the commissioner? They have an obligation and they have a duty to make it safe for us, too. They have a duty and an obligation to make sure that we go home to our families, because what we're doing, we work for these people. It's their obligation, too, that everybody else seems to forget about. It's just we must sit back and take everything and take. You don't give anything. You don't do anything for our recruitment and retention. You don't do anything about the drug problem. I mean, we talk about it. These inmates come in without a drug problem. They're leaving prison with Narcan because they have a drug problem. What are they doing to fix that problem? What are they doing to say, and you know, I can jump all over because it's so irritating and beyond frustrating that every day we bring stuff up to the legislators, we bring stuff up to the governor, and they just keep saying, we understand, and they come back with nothing. What are they doing when it comes to their broken promises? We pass contracts and they bring up geographic pay to help recruitment. There's nothing. That's a pipe dream. Everybody laughs about it now because everybody's forgotten about salary grade increases. It's, you know, and as a union, it's always, you know, everybody thinks it's about money. This is about their safety. And the state breaks the Taylor Law. They don't bargain in good faith. They don't do anything. We're the only ones. We follow the rules left and right. And I can't say it, you know, all the while the state does whatever the, you know, adjectives I can't say on the air that they want to do. But they think that at some point, this is what happens. And I can't, you know, enough is what everybody's saying. And at this point, everybody knows their back's against the wall. So they need to have somebody listen, and this is the only thing they can think of to garner attention. And you know, hopefully it creates more than attention. And these people that think it was nothing understand that they have to sit down and actually have a conversation with us, a real conversation, and effectuate some sort of real change to make it safer for us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenny Gold is the New York State Correction Officers and Police Benevolent Association Western Region Vice President. We've heard him on this show. We hear him every. In fact, I hear more from Kenny Gold than I do from any elected New York State official on corrections officers. I think David DiPietro is bringing you guys coffee. He's a fan. You might have a few elected officials here or there that could give a damn. But for the majority, I want to hear from the governor. That's really what's important. So let's just say, Kenny, we could wave a magic wand. What exactly is going to make the first of all, if I'm trying to recruit people into a profession, I want to make sure I'm treating the people properly. This is the problem we had in our military. We couldn't recruit because we weren't treating the men and women in uniform with dignity and respect. Who wants to do a job when the only story you hear about mom and dad is how stressed out they are and how they're treated like garbage? This actually helps recruit when you treat the people that are working currently like professionals. What would make life better for your union?
I would start with working conditions. I mean, everybody automatically runs right to money. But this is, like, I can't stress it enough, this is bigger than money. They passed a law, a bill in 2022 enacted called the HALT Bill, which aims towards the inmates and making more programs for them and to take solitary confinement, which is no longer special housing units, which is not what you see in the movies, which is it's not a cold, dark, dank cell. But they've taken the ability for the officers and the facilities to actually discipline inmates for bad behavior. And the first thing they need to do is do something with that law. You got to have repercussions for bad behavior. Why is there a drug problem? Because there's no repercussion. Why is there more assaults on staff than breaking records every single year? Because there's no repercussions for bad behavior. Why does everything keep happening? Because the inmates know that the advocates are out there advocating for them and nobody is sitting there saying, hey, these officers need some help. That's the first thing that needs to go. They need to do something with the HALT Act. They need to, we've been screaming to repeal it. They won't even come into the point of even acknowledge to, I think, Channel 4 or Channel 7, somebody last summer finally got them to, the governor to acknowledge that they got to look at it. They're not even talking about it. And let me just make it clear so the listeners understand. If you kill somebody in the public, you go to prison. What happens when you kill someone in prison? The most you can get is 15 days. So imagine if someone killed your family member or got them addicted to drugs and all they did was 15 days in jail for what they did to you and your family. That's what happens to our brothers and sisters when they get their fingers bitten off and all that other stuff. It's sickening. That would be the first thing. They got to get rid of the second thing. We need some leaders that actually lead for us. We need people to stand in the department and stand up for what's going on for their employees because they forget about us, right? It's inmate, inmate, inmate. All you got to do it. It's the law. That's what they say. You need people to stand up and say what really can help it, can help and make it safe for the members. Then you talk about recruitment and retention, which is abysmal at this point, and it's laughable because who would want to take this job? They started doing some direct placement so you can, you know, don't have to start. You know, most people in Buffalo know a CO that started out here living in Buffalo or Collins, and then they had to go to Sing Sing or Greenhaven. You know, they need to do something for recruitment. They need to work on, like the teachers have been screaming about, fix tier 6 so that it can help all recruiting of state employees. They gotta get into, you know, I can go on and on about things. The geographic pay, our salary grade increase. These men and women deserve the world. They do so much that everybody doesn't see because they're behind walls and fences. And that's what these members are so upset and so sickened about. And it's embarrassing that we keep coming on these shows, not that it's you folks that are, and we're thankful for you, but it's embarrassing that people that actually make laws in this
these are our priorities. Kenny Gold, Vice President, Western Region, represents all these COs, the men and women that risk their lives every single day and are treated like absolute dirt from our state. And Kenny, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but maybe you want to start profiling all your transgender CEOs and the CEOs that are born in Venezuela, because we seem to get hundreds of millions of dollars to put illegal immigrants in hotels and make sure that they have a quality of life. We'll put tons of money in to make sure that our inmates have iPads and access to their master's degrees, but no one cares about the men and women who are actually keeping those inmates safe and have to protect each other from some of the worst human beings in society. They're in prison for a reason. Our correction officers are out there risking life and limb, and no one seems to give a damn. Kenny Gold, you're out there fighting the fight. Thank you very much. The breaking news is that correction officers, they're calling it an informational picket. They're not calling it a strike. They're calling it an informational picket. And they have walked off in Elmira and in Collins at the correctional facilities there. Kenny Gold, always great to hear from you, sir. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for your continued support. And I do believe down here, David, they're calling it a strike. And that's what everybody's saying is a strike. So no.
Okay.
They're calling it a strike.
We'll call it a strike. I'm just going with the information coming to me. Kenny Gold.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.